is not Robin Coomer, but you're listening to 87.7 Radio Valencia. You can listen to Radio Valencia on the radio at 87.7 or on the internet at radiovalencia.fm.
Well, sugar,
Radio Valencia,
the
sounds of the mission.
This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to be our guest on the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, on listener-supported RadioValencia.fm. Every Friday night from 10 p.m. until midnight, and sometimes beyond, the show is happening. And I'd like you to be there to experience the wonder, the terror, the savagery and splendor, the baffling incomprehensibility of this absolutely unique radio program. Oh, I know I could give a better description than that, but you just have to listen to know and to hear the special voices of my special guests. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, Friday night, 10 to midnight, on RadioValencia.fm.
Searching just for you.
Thank you. losing all the fuss. You know I believed in them. Where are they now? Where are they now? Where are they? 6 years old and they're all gone. Now it's all gone sour. Where are they? So quit your bitching. So quit your bitching, quit your bitching. You could be in Siberia dick-ditching, or sweating in some Southeast Asian kitchen. You make good money, but you seldom pitching. So quit your bitching,
quit your bitching,
quit your bitching,
quit your bitching.
You could be in Siberia dick-ditching, or sweating in some Southeast Asian kitchen. You make good money, but you seldom pitching. So quit your pitching. Quit your pitching.
Get to work.
You could be in Siberia dick ditching.
Prima donnas.
Or sweating in some Southeast Asian kitchen.
This ain't no country club.
You make good money, but you seldom pitching. So quit your pitching.
Our next guest is Horowitz and Spector.
Who are they?
Oh, they're you waiting. You're gonna. You'll see. You'll see.
Are you promise?
Oh, I promise. Okay.
Okay.
I'm getting bored with thinking thin. The shape I'm in's the shape I'm in. I'm sick of feeling guilty when I eat.
Me too.
I'm giving up this dieting. My growling stomach's rioting. I gotta have a taste of something sweet. Don't want no boiled. chicken or boiled taters, no plain salad, tuna with no mayonnaise, no steamed tofu or steamed turnip, no bland flounder, veggies with no hollandaise.
Abstention has me out of sorts. What not to eat fills all my thoughts. This agitation's led to chronic colic.
Oh, I know.
I'm giving up this stupid fight. So what if I have cellulite? I'd rather be a happy foodaholic. I'll start with fried chicken and fried taters, antipasto, pizza pie with extra cheese,
and hot pastrami,
and thick salami,
and souvlaki, shrimps and lobster, Cantonese and shmelka, and amaretto, and drambuie, corundum and bananas, and cappuccino, and strong espresso, and hot cocoa, just to get my palate wet. Diet doctor's gonna cringe, but we're committed to this binge. That skinny SOB is too demanding. I'm quitting my aerobics class and opting for a flabby ass. Who cares if my dimensions are expanding?
Let's have some fudge brownies
and caramel custard, thick cheesecake with a side of chocolate mousse and black forest and seven layer a sliced baka. Don't forget my Charlotte Rose. Bring on the hostess cupcakes and chocolate Twinkies, Yankee Doodles, devil dogs and Milky Ways and frozen Snickers and Reese's Pieces, and throw my diet pills away. Yay! Gluttony is here to stay. Yay! Burn Jane Fonda's tape today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope those agents out there heard that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. watching the stars from the bedside. I think you're in love with the night sky. But when the weight got heavy to hold, I push you away when I should have pulled. But I couldn't stay when you kept me afloat. Now we're both undressing, second guessing. I wish you'd hold me under, 'cause I'm in love with the restless sea.
Restless sea. I'm in love with the restless sea. Hi, I'm a young American boy, and you're a young American girl, and it's a young American Saturday night. I just got paid, jump back in the alley and all that, and you're pretty heavy, and I want to ask you a question. Do you do the evil things I've heard about at school? Do you do the naughty things I've heard about at the beach? Do you do the kind of things they do in motion picture theaters where old men go to reach down into brown bags and pull up funny things that look like red tigers in the night? Anybody who listens to this album must know I'm as pure as driven snow. Go, go. And don't you wish you could sing so free and be thin like me in all this fantasy? And anyone out there who might be a girl or a woman, a teenage woman, yeah! And he had 2 million selling albums, too. And if you're a teenage woman, and you want a teenage man, all you gotta do is look on the label. Send me a picture. Send me the type of person you are on a verbalization level in writing. And if you're heavy, I'll call.